It's not my job to be popular. It's my job to hit the barbed wire first and expose George Bush at the height of his power when he staged those terror attacks, as controllers did, to go after Obama when he had an 85% approval rating, to go after Glenn Beck when he is the bee's knees, the cat's meow. It is my job to expose frauds and hope you remember we expose them later, because we're always busy exposing the new fraud and don't have time to go back and toot our own horn. Now, let's continue finishing up with Glenn Beck and this whole rant he did, ending with the 9/11 truthers are going to try to kill Barack Obama. Just completely made up out of nowhere. Here he is selling his case when this is really a threat on Obama, if they're not already staging it with him just to have a staged failed attempt to make him the hero and to demonize the American people. Here it is.
Well, let me use him as an example. 9/11 truther. Another guy surrounding the president. Okay, 9/11 truthers. Here's a guy who thought the government was evil enough that it would murder thousands of U.S. citizens.
Just pause again. Hit pause again. See, he's speaking directly to 9/11 truthers. Oh, look, I'm putting you over here on the sticker board next to all the communists and people. 9/11 truthers. Here's a guy who was evil enough to blow up buildings. You know, the government, Obama, you better go after Obama then. Introducing the idea of killing the president and then going on and saying, we're going to try to do it. When we're all about nonviolence and exposing false flag terror. Because we get it. 9/11 truth will kill the New World Order just like ClimateGate will kill it and is killing it. We only stand on the truth here. This isn't some phony right-wing or left-wing show. Finish up.
Destroy a building and kill 3,000 people. Well, gosh, are these people like you? Do you think that? Do you think anyone who does think that we could just kill our own people should be near the president?
Hit pause. Back that up. Notice he said, do you think we would do that? Now it's we. Now it's the American people did 9/11. See, all this is psyops. Every bit of it. The last thing he covers is 9/11 truth. It's the end of the story. It's the payoff. It's the enemy. It's the problem. It's Al-Qaeda. What does that tell you about 9/11 truth? You better look into it. There's something really scary here they're afraid of. Continue.
Do you think that? Do you think anyone who does think that we could just kill our own people should be near the president? I mean, he thinks anybody who sits or sat in the chair of the presidency must be evil.
Hit pause. So now he's putting the guilt of 9/11 onto Obama. And you better license these people. You better register them, as South Carolina just did. As Cass Sunstein calls for taxing you or arresting you. See, this is a criminal group. They want to kill the president. No evidence. They just say it. No, I say it's the neocons and the handlers in the White House. They're the ones introducing this, and they're the ones that are going to do it, and they're the false flag experts you go to first when this happens. Put up Glenn Beck. The president gets shot. He's the first person you go to. Put up the guy introducing this idea. There he is. There's the real guy who works for the people that'll try to whack or stage a whacking of the president. There's the killer right there if anything happens. Go back to him.
The church with a guy who thinks that America intentionally murdered people out throughout history. Put yourself in the mindset of a 9/11 truther.
America didn't do all that in history. Bad people in our system did. So again, you question anything in our history, you hate America. More fraud, more lies, more deception. We'll come back. There's 1 minute left, and then I'm going to your phone calls. Got a caller that disagrees. We'll put him to the head of the line, and then I'm going to get into all this other news. Stay with us. This is important. That's why I've spent an hour and a half on this now. Because I recognize the preparations they're making, just like I've told you about all the other things they're going to launch. I'm telling you, I am sure of this. And they're going to say that you are a terrorist and that you wanted to kill the president. That's going to be the new line.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I've already spent too much time on this. I want to get to all the other news and take your calls. But America is becoming a military dictatorship. The worship of the military is everywhere. Not the worship of the troops, which is still dangerous, but wrapping the tyranny in the uniform of our military, telling us that Iran is becoming a military dictatorship. Well, you know, the system knows we're waking up here and putting a military dictatorship in place. And yes, Iran's a military dictatorship. What do you think the U.S. is becoming? What do you think the U.S. puts in every time it takes over a country is a military dictatorship? What do you think they want here? This isn't our government. Let me say this. For the sake of argument, go ahead and believe that men in a cave launched the attacks and made NORAD stand down and 9/11 and Iraq had WMDs and all this. You know Homeland Security from their own internal documents is set up for the American people. You know you're the target, regardless. We now know the government, the FBI, got the underwear bomber on the plane on Christmas Day and protected him like the witnesses said day one. They admit they did. There's seamless integration between the Republicans and the Democrats on these issues. This is the national security shadow government state. There's no more time for denial. But here's Glenn Beck at the end of this big rant. The number one threat's 9/11 truth. They're going to try to kill Obama. Here it is.
access to the President of the United States, the guy who has always been evil. You think now that he was on your side, but now if he goes soft, he's joined the cabal that is capable of murdering people. He promised you a revolution. Do you think it's safe to have an individual like that around the President of the United States? Are you comfortable with that? Well, let me tell you something. You might think this is crazy. All that stuff would never happen. Let me show you what was said on left-wing radio today. Thanks to newsbusters.org, they just posted this. You crazy blank, you right-wingers, do you not understand that the people you hold up as heroes bombed your expletive country? Do you not understand that Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and Bill O'Reilly are as complicit of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack as any one of those expletive 15 who came from Saudi Arabia? Don't you get that? As a guy,
that's enough.
I'll tell you someday. As a guy,
that's enough. Oh, well, he's getting threatened. He just supports all these wars killing millions of people. You know, the Dallas Morning News had an article on Sunday titled, Perry Supporters Caught Posting Fake Pro-Medina Comments on Dallas Morning News. Of course they go out and post fake comments. Dallas Morning News found it was the same IP addresses of people then supporting Perry. I mean, they can put out a fake text on the internet and say it's Bin Laden. They do it every week. It's just so sick how these deceivers operate. You have been warned, ladies and gentlemen. You have been warned. And in every case, when we're about to get a Ron Paul or a Deborah Medina, Glenn Beck is there to try to shoot him down. To say that the Army needs to be used against Ron Paul supporters in 2007, that they may want to blow things up. Remember that? They want to bomb things. No evidence. You can pull the video clips up. They may want to bomb things. Because that's what these guys do. They accuse their enemies of planning to kill people. They accuse their enemies of being terrorists. And so accuse Ron Paul of it. Accuse 9/11 Truth of it. Just do whatever you want when it's really your bosses staging the terror attacks. And saying, we got to register these 9/11 Truth members. The lowest polls, 36% of America believes it's an inside job. That's a five-year-old poll. I see them all the time. Scientific polls, Angus and Reid, New York Times, 84%. Six of the 10 9/11 commissioners. This isn't going away, even if you try to stage an assassination of your little puppet Obama. We're not going to shut up. The truth is growing and growing. You've lost all credibility. No one believes anything you say. The few idiots that still buy it are starting to wake up. All right, let's go to your phone calls here. I appreciate people holding. I'm going to move quickly through your calls, so please have your point ready. Then I've got all this other news. Obama making plans to use executive power to circumvent states. Same thing Bush was doing, but expanding it. Same thing the neocons push for in their doctrine, saying the president's God. You understand what's happening here? These guys are all puppets. It's so elementary. Chris in California, you're on the air. Go ahead, Chris. All right, Chris is gone. He's the guy that disagrees. Let's go to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air. Yeah, these callers have been on hold for an hour. Just hang up on the entire list of callers. They can call back in, 800-259-9231. Just hang them all up. Folks, you can hold if you want. We leave the phone lines open, but you got to be there when we go to you. 800-259-9231. What do you think of the last hour and a half breakdown I did of just 5 minutes from Glenn Beck? And it's all just as bad. Every form of propaganda and deception and manipulation combined. 800-259-9231. And then I've got all this other, just off the charts, important news. Collapse of the euro is inevitable. Bailing out the Greek economy futile, says French banking chief. And the Spanish government is looking into this being staged. It's been all over the news for 3 months that big banks were going to try to bankrupt Greece, Spain, Portugal, and several other European nations. They're looting them, just like they tried to bankrupt us in 2008, did a pretty good job. And then they get the bailout money and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. And I told you years ago, the plan is to have currency wars between the dollar and between the euro, and then say, oh, this has been too horrible after 5 years of this. We've got to have a global standardization, and now the G20 is calling for that. They had a secret meeting last week. That was mainstream news in Australia of banks, 24 central banks, meeting in secret to chart the future of the world, to rig everything with their insider trading. Taylor in Iowa, you're on the air.
Alex.
Welcome.
Yeah, I called about almost a month ago, and I talked about how I was going to hand out swine flu vaccine flyers in my school. So I made flyers, and I got one other person to help me out. So we handed it out the week of the clinic, and the clinic was on Friday. And we handed out about 60 flyers. So we had some altercations when people read one fact, threw it away, or just gave it back to me and said it was BS. And like,
well, no. At least you tried to warn them. Just like we warned people Gardasil vaccine was killing people in the trials. Now it's known and hardly anybody's taking it. It takes time. But did the school try to restrict your free speech?
No, they didn't at all.
Good.
I was actually surprised by that because my school is actually really, really close-minded. I mean, I live in Iowa, and it's one of the most conservative states in the country. And I think that my school is really, really close-minded. Like, I tell them how Obama is calling for martial law and that there's FEMA camps. And they're like, oh, no, our country wouldn't do that. We have such a great country. Our government's protecting us and all that. I mean, it's all propaganda. I mean, they had stickers coming out that basically just said, ooh, I'm so cool. I got my flu shot. And it's just all propaganda.
That's right. They use fads. Taylor, good job. Keep it up. Don't stop. Let's go to Heather in Indiana. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you? We are Prison Planet TV members. We support you. We watch your videos. We show everybody that we can. We liked seeing you on Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. It was great. We've been listening to you the whole time, and everything that you've been saying about Glenn Beck, yeah, we totally agree with you. We're not Glenn Beck fans at all. Have a couple of family members who were, and then started showing them some of your movies and your iPodcasts that they download and things like that, and now they're beginning to wake up as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, the reason that I'm calling, though, is I'm not trying to steer you away from what you've been talking about, but we have four small children, and I have become adamant about wanting to take them out of public school and homeschool them. There's a whole bunch of cutbacks going on. They're going to be enlarging classroom sizes. They can't have the lights on at school. They're taking away art. They're taking away music.
Yeah, let me stop you. This is the oldest trick. Don't fill the potholes. Don't put new radios in the police cars. The taxes go up and up and up, but everything goes to interest to the bankers. All these new taxes, but, oh, you can't have the lights on. Oh, you know, austerity. It's for the environment. Absolutely. Look, we homeschool our children. If you can do it, even if it means a lifestyle cutback because only one of you can work, it is the best thing to do. Or put them in a small Christian school.
That's exactly. My husband works. I'm a stay-at-home mom anyway. And two are in school and two are not old enough to be in school yet. But my husband's concern is he shows me these stories that people have their children taken away by the government because they're homeschooled.
That's right. And they're doing that even though there's no law against homeschooling. And the homeschoolers have the highest test scores and the best sociability, everything. They want to create a chilling effect so you don't. So you're not living in a free country in your own mind if that keeps you from it.
No. Right.
I wouldn't act like you're doing anything suspicious or bad. You're homeschooling, and that's the end of it. And, you just don't answer the door if the CPS shows up. But yeah, I mean, that is one of these chilling effects they've created.
Right. Well, it's pretty sad when my second grader comes home, and she's brilliant and has been doing math for before she was in school, and it's pretty sad when she brings home math where she could get the same answer, but she's not allowed to get the same answer because it's not their way. And me and my husband can't even help her anymore. I mean, it's just...
Look, it's simple. In a free society, you want to raise your own children, and you're afraid to because of the state.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Coming up, Newsweek attacking yours truly on a weekly basis now. Want to go over some of their disinfo, what happened with Glenn Beck and his key sabotage or attempted sabotage of Deborah Medina. I want to get into really even more important news. Obama just says, look, I'm going after your guns with executive power. I'm going after the borders with executive power. I'm setting up a police state with executive power. I'm federalizing your police with executive power. I am doing all of this. I'm going to launch new wars. I'm going to pass the greenhouse gas taxes. I don't need any stinking Congress. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Amanda in Florida. Amanda, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is kind of off the subject, but my parents are sitting down right now as we speak with a gentleman saying that the government's going to give you a $3,000 credit on your taxes if you put up solar panels, but the catch is you can only use the government-approved companies. There's about 35 of them. And he also said that in Hawaii, it's mandatory. And then he thinks that Florida is going to start making it mandatory that you have to put these certain solar panels.
Yes,
on
yes. And then it's a boondoggle, and they don't. Most the states have passed it under federal funds, but the states have to tailor the laws to match the feds. And then you, in some states, it's only a few companies, and it's a big boondoggle, so it's overpriced. Then it costs more than you were told, and they force you to get the health care. They force you to get the solar panels. And then they make you wire that into the regular grid, and then you just get the, quote, credit for putting panels on your house. So they're telling you how to live, what to do. Oh, it's for the greening. Oh, it sounds reasonable. Everybody heard about California passing regulations where the government controls your thermostat. At first they said, oh, well, we'll just tax you when you use too much power. Now they're saying, no, we're going to control how hot or how cold your house is, but we'll only do it in power shortages. Remember, Enron got caught 6, 7 years ago, 8 years ago now. Wow. Almost 10 years ago, jacking up power rates and then having fake blackouts and brownouts to create the perception that there was no power, artificial scarcity so people would pay more. This is all part of the new green tyranny, all based on the lie that carbon dioxide is deadly poison. So the fraud's exposed, but they're still going ahead with it. And so, yeah, you better buy my product from me because it's going to be the law anyway soon. Instead of you having the option to get your own solar power. See, if they can make you take the solar systems they want, the solar power systems, then in the future you can't even have the systems you want. You understand how this works?
Oh, I totally understand. They even made her fill out a questionnaire about how she feels like on a scale of 1 to 5, how important it is to try and save our precious oil.
I mean, people are so passive now. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't answer the door with some punk salesman.
And I questioned her, and I questioned the salesman. I said, "What? You need to ask yourself why the government's saying use these companies. Why? What's the purpose behind it?" And she's like, "Well, he showed me a pretty grid that shows that only, you know, we use all this electric, but it's only 40% of all the energy that we use." And I'm like, "I can make you a pretty grid and say whatever I want to say on it. Is that going to make you believe this?"
Amanda, it's simple. They want new ways to tax you to give the money to private banks. And so they're just going to come in and tell you what to buy and what you can use and how you can live to, quote, destroy our industrial society. And for every green job they create, it destroys two. And the average job costs $700,000 to deliver a $35,000 job. I appreciate your call. It's like Austin. They admit they want to shut down people using cars. So the buses get $150 million a year in tax money and the revenue they make. 1% of Austin uses them, and the roads get $76 million. The roads get $76 million, the buses $150 million. This is how the frauds work. It's a managed economy where a select group gets to run the bus company or run the waste management. It's all about mafia. It's all about controlled monopolies. Let's go to Adam in Texas. You're on the air, Adam.
Hey, Alex Jones. I just wanted to bring up two fronts on the info war. The first front is about the energy that you were talking about. There's technologies. Anybody can go online and look up free energy. And the Earth is going through space that's so fast, and we can pull energy from that. There's something called a GEAT reactor. Any engineers out there can go online, get the blueprint, and try to build one. And once we get this energy, that's their main noose on around our necks. And the other front I wanted to talk about is the hemp, how this is a great plant. They took it away for a reason. It's very healthy. It's good for textiles, and I think that there's a movie called Run from the Cure. It's about a man. He's making oil from it, and it's curing cancer and other things. It's good for the nervous system. I just wanted to bring up those two.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, there are scores of varieties of hemp with no THC that are better than cotton, better for oil. You cannot grow them in the U.S. We're the only country in the world because of the drug laws. It has nothing to do with stopping drugs. That's why we have How Weed Won the West video, now shipping, available at InfoWars.com. You can get some free videos and books on that page. Be sure and check it out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda? They'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. There is so much to cover. I'm here looking around at all the stacks of news I need to go over today. Covered quite a bit of it in the first hour. And yes, I want to try to jam in some more of your calls before this radio broadcast ends. I have black helicopters over Nashville, Newsweek attacking yours truly. I have another Newsweek article here, Know Your Conspiracies, Newsweek's guide to the day's trendiest, hippest, and least likely fringe beliefs. Oh, see, it's about being trendy. It's about being hippest. No, that's what the average American tailors their political views to. What's coolest? What's cutting edge? You know, people will even tailor what they say politically to one neighbor to the other. Not me. You know, they told you 100 years ago, no politics and religion. That destroyed this country. You know, don't talk about politics and religion. Just sit down, shut up, and let banks run everything. I'm going to go to that here in just a moment. I wanted to remind TV viewers and radio listeners that we just got a big old truckload of these bad boys in, Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies. You can't get this hardcover book anywhere. Doesn't come out till March 8th. You can pre-order it, and we will ship it out to you coming up in early March. You will get it first. And everywhere else, it's $24.95. It's $19.95, discounted by $5. And you can get a free video of your choice. Free film of your choice. Loose Change Final Cut, an amazing 9/11 film that I helped produce and also consulted on. I think it's much better than Loose Change Second Edition. I think it's the best of the Loose Change series. You can get it free. And sure, you know all about 9/11. Your friends, your family, your neighbors, they don't. Get it? Have a viewing party, show it to your neighbors. Get the book. Read it yourself. Give it to somebody. For those that still read. Available at InfoWars.com. You can also get the Aaron Russo documentary interview I did. It's really a documentary film. Reflections and Warnings. Free. Free. But when I run out of the Loose Changes I have and the Aaron Russo films I have, I'm going to print a limited number after that. They're going to be full price. Okay? We also have it where you can get T-shirts for $5.95. That's basically a cost. They're like a dollar more than it cost me. So a T-shirt for $5.95 and this book for $24.95. Together, a book and a T-shirt, $24.95. Infowars.com. And yes, even though this is all massively discounted, the money that comes in funds this operation. So we can not just continue, but grow and do more and expand what we're doing here at Infowars.com. So be sure you check out the online video bookstore. This film is now shipping today. Today's the day, the 15th of February, 2010, How Weed Won the West. Now, what this film is about is government drug dealing, how they ship the drugs into control populations, how they want to pass Codex Alimentarius. Canada's already doing it to restrict regular vitamins and nutrients like their marijuana. This film is excellent. How Weed Won the West. I consulted on it. I'm in it. Available at Infowars.com. Now shipping, ladies and gentlemen. But we're half a month away or so from being able to ship the Jesse Ventura book. So get it first at Infowars.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. We tend to get acclimated, even myself. I mean, I remember 10 years ago, when the mainstream media started saying every child needs an implantable microchip, it was pretty shocking back then, and people got upset about it. And then 8 years ago, when the Mexican Attorney General made his employees get chips, and then I had police chiefs on who worked for the company as consultants, Bergen County Police Chief. They had police chiefs in the county there in New Jersey saying I would make everybody take chips. It was pretty shocking. Now they announce how people are getting chips, and it's no big deal. They just acclimate you to it. Even if you don't like it, they break your will. We cannot allow them to do that to us on any of these issues. Kentucky Derby, Super Bowl, then college games, high school games, regular Army, Marines, National Guard, Marine Corps checkpoints, looking for drunk drivers, on and on and on, just to condition you to have troops on the streets. Secret police everywhere, the federalization of police, exchange programs with foreign countries, NLE-09 with FEMA and troops from 14 nations, training FEMA admitted to take on the American people. You know, they admittedly have built all these FEMA camps, and then Glenn Beck gets up and says they don't exist. You're being acclimated. And everything they've been building in the police state architecture since the establishment killed Kennedy, and he wasn't perfect, but he wasn't going along with it. They've been slowly building and federalizing and slowly setting it up where if you think executive orders outside of Congress and the courts making unconstitutional regulatory laws where the regulatory agencies do what the president says and the law be damned, if you think all of that is bad, what about the signing statements that Clinton started, Bush started expanding it. Now Obama, who swore he wouldn't do it, we've all seen those video clips. In fact, you have the signing statement clip, guys, I asked you to get. Remember that? Remember how he promised that they would never use signing statements of any type because it's unconstitutional, because it's a federal power grab. If you guys are looking for it again, it's in the article. You have it? Let's go ahead and play this short clip before I get into this. Here it is.
When Congress offers you a bill, do you promise not to use presidential signage to get your way?
Yes. Let me just explain for those who are unfamiliar with this issue. We've got a government designed by the founders so that there'd be checks and balances. You don't want a president who's too powerful, or a Congress who's too powerful, or a court who's too powerful. Everybody's got their own role. Congress's job is to pass legislation. The president can veto it, or he can sign it. But what George Bush has been trying to do as part of his effort to accumulate more power in the presidency is he's been saying, well, I can basically change what Congress passed by attaching a letter saying, I don't agree with this part or I don't agree with that part. I'm going to choose to interpret it this way or that way. That's not part of his power. But this is part of the whole theory of George Bush that he can make laws as he's going along. I disagree with that. I taught the Constitution for 10 years. I believe in the Constitution, and I will obey the Constitution of the United States. We're not going to use signing statements as a way of doing an end run around Congress. All right?
All right. Everything he says is a lie, just like everything Glenn Beck says is a lie. He says a couple of communists imploded the banking structure when he supported the banker takeover. Same thing with Obama. Most of the people in the Bush administration stayed over into Obama's administration. And that's what I tried to explain in the Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic. That's why those films are more important today than when I made them last year. Because you can set a Republican down or a Democrat down in front of those films, and then there won't be any more confusion. They'll understand the bigger ball game instead of being conned. Now, Obama says he doesn't care if the Congress doesn't pass a greenhouse gas tax that will completely shut down what's left of our industry, double the amount that electricity costs. He even admits that in a video clip. Double your electricity bill. That's not me just saying that. That's on record that he wants to, quote, bankrupt them. And China and India and Mexico and 100-plus other countries, it's 160 total, 165 total, they don't have to make any cuts. So even if you believe carbon dioxide is so deadly and we're burning up and everybody's going to die, how does China and India and Mexico, who will put out even dirtier emissions, how does that save the earth when the total numbers of the devilish carbon dioxide goes up? I mean, this is common sense. But again, he says gun control. He announced that last month. They're going to go through the UN with treaties. And even if Congress won't ratify it, the Senate won't ratify it, he's going to do it. Open borders. Through SPP, he's saying he's going to go for open borders on that. The executive branch is already issuing hemispheric North American Union ID cards for a year. In fact, people won't believe that. Go to YouTube and type in, it's TV ads. Most of you have seen it. What was the exact name of it? North American ID commercial. It's like a 60-second ad. America, the beautiful, the wondrous. Now you can travel from Mexico to Canada and the U.S. with this card. They're just doing it. North American hemisphere IDs. And it goes on and on and on. The federalization of police, shutting down a gun show in Austin, now other gun shows around the country. No law, the BATF just shows up and says that's the way it is. You got the Austin police chief constantly meeting with the ADL. Some bizarre libertarian blog attacks me and talks about how they go to the ADL meetings. No wonder when I showed up at that protest and they were running it, they freaked out and caused that whole thing and ran up and said, you're not welcome here, when it was all my audience, people in my T-shirts showing up. And I was like, well, I'm going to bullhorn the media here. Now I find out they're writing articles about how great the ADL is and how they meet with them and how I'm bad. I mean, it's just, you can't believe this stuff. They're just everywhere. Obama making plans to use executive power. With much of his legislative agenda stalled in Congress, President Obama and his team are preparing an array of actions used to his executive power to advance energy, environmental, fiscal, and other domestic policy priorities. That's the New York Times. And it says, we will use executive orders and signing statements. He's already doing it. We are reviewing a list of presidential executive orders and directives to get the job done across a front of issues, said Rahm Emanuel, who isn't even American, to the White House chief of staff. I mean, he is an admitted member of the IDF. Not even an Israel firster. He's an Israeli. And that's wrong. It's like Schwarzenegger's wrong for governor. Any president has vast authority to influence policy without legislation through executive orders, agency rulemaking, and administration fiat. That's why they have Cass Sunstein in there as the head of this, the guy that says there should be no free speech and no internet free speech, and now you hear it being announced by the media. And they tell you, oh, the president's allowed to do this. No, he's not. You just heard the president say it's wrong. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. And here's the key articles by Kurt Nemo. Obama declares he will rule by authoritarian decree. Infowars.com. This is important to get it out to everybody. Kurt Nemo. The Obama administration has announced it will now rule by fascist decree and ignore Congress and the American people. And it goes on to say the fact that Obama's plan to rule by authoritarian decree is unconstitutional. Article 1, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution states, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in Congress of the United States, which shall consist of the Senate and the House of Representatives. Article 2, Section 3 states that the president may call Congress into emergency session during a national crisis. In other words, rule by fiat is treason. Another section of the Constitution covers treason. Article 2, Section 4 states the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office of impeachment for and convicted of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Rahm Emanuel should be arrested and prosecuted for treason under federal statutes, specifically Title 18 U.S.C. 2. It states whoever commits an offense against the United States or aids, abets, counsels, commands, induces, or procures its commission is punishable as a principal. Treason is spelled out in Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution. Quote, the Congress shall have power to declare the punishment of treason, it states. Right there. Another great article. Obama breaks yet another campaign promise. Paul Joseph Watson. In the face of rapidly growing populist anger, the Obama administration has signaled that it will fall back on a form of power well known to all successful dictators, rule by decree, and that Obama will use the very instrument he campaigned against to ram through the New World Order agenda, executive orders, and lots of them. This is the definition of tyrannus. And this isn't like executive orders. Congress would give the president his pay and his funding for the executive office of the president in the White House. And it was the first executive orders were like Martha Washington, what type of plates and silverware she was going to buy. And complaining she couldn't get more than a couple $100 to entertain dignitaries. Now it's, oh, I signed an executive order, there's all these taxes, and we're going to shut down the power plants. Oh, I signed an executive order, we're federalizing your police. I'm signing an executive order, we're going to spy on you without warrants. I'm signing an executive order, we're going to issue a hemispheric travel ID card that's good in Mexico and Canada, and both countries are part of it. We'll cover this more tomorrow. In other news, we already talked a lot about this, but we'll take calls on it tomorrow because it's such an example of sabotage. Glenn Beck, with the Perry campaign, within 35 minutes, they already had robocalls going out that she's a 9/11 truther. Well, I never asked her about that on air. She never talked about 9/11 truth. She talked about getting rid of property taxes, securing the border, having open carry. And all these little neocon listeners go, well, I don't like her now if she's like that. But she got a lot of other supporters who didn't support her beforehand. You know, I'm going to go with Perry, the North American Union Bilderberg Group member. But notice where this came from. Glenn Beck. The attacks on Paul. Glenn Beck. He still calls him a kook. Then has him on TV and acts like he's his friend. They're there to make sure there's not a real revolution at the state level. Just like all the Republicans that are going to get in office in the election coming up in Congress later this year, they'll be led by a Newt Gingrich type. By the way, he supports the global carbon taxes, another globalist. They'll be led by another Newt Gingrich type right down a rat hole because it's the system's job, and they do it worldwide. They're experts at it, to play groups off against each other and sabotage any real change towards freedom, transparency, and smaller government. And you're going to get more banker bailouts. And at key points, Glenn Obama Beck is going to support them. And then he'll get up later and say communists got it passed. I'm telling you, that's why I spend time on him now, because he is outrageously transparent and outrageously dangerous and outrageously slippery to the uninitiated who don't understand how these things work. We're going to come back, get into the Newsweek hit pieces. I'll cover this more tomorrow. I meant to get to it earlier. I just spent an hour and a half breaking down Beck and the fact that I'm sure of it. They're going to try to stage an assassination attempt on Obama, run out of the White House. It'll be fake. And I see the neocons pre-positioning all this. Obama completely works for them. They're just trying to give you a false choice between the Republicans and Obama, so you think that's the whole ballgame.
If you like vitamins, say, ILikeVitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, shiitake, Androcet extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a 1-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ILikeVitamins.com. That's ILikeVitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ILikeVitamins.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
This Jonathan Kay, about a year ago, called me from the National Post newspaper in Canada. He said, I promise it's not a hit piece. I just want to understand you. I want to come down to your office and hang out with you for a few days. And I said, no. I've seen your articles about 9/11 truth. I don't want to be part of it. They just want to meet with me so they can claim they actually came and interviewed me. And it's the same thing. He wrote this article for Newsweek, Black Helicopters Over Nashville. We'll give folks a close shot of this. And you get into it, it says, this worldview modern-day prophets include Texas radio host Alex Jones's documentary, The Obama Deception, claims Obama candidacy was a plot by leaders of the New World Order to con the American people into accepting global slavery. Christian evangelist Pat Robertson and the right-hand strain of the aforementioned 9/11 truth movement. As if we're Pat Robertson, who said Obama couldn't be opposed and was of God, that we would accept socialism and it was good. Remember that clip from last year? According to the Dark Vision, America's 21st century traumas signal the coming of a great political cataclysm in which the false prophets such as Barack Obama will upend American sovereignty and render the country into godless one-world socialist dictatorship run by the United Nations from its offices in Manhattan. No, my film, The Obama Deception, that he actually links to, he links to its website, explains he's just a puppet front man and they want carbon taxes to fund them, which is what they openly announced world government. I mean, I'm a kook because I listen to what Herman Von Rompuy, the head of the EU, and Ban Ki-moon writes in the New York Times. And then there's another article here by David A. Graham, Know Your Conspiracies, a guide to the day's trendiest, hippest, and least likely fringe beliefs. Number one, Barack Obama was not born in the U.S. Well, there's a lot of evidence he wasn't, and they're sure covering it up. But what about number two? Man-made global warming is a hoax. Anthropogenic global warming is a hoax. And they just go in to say, we're complete kooks. This is an unlikely, crazy conspiracy theory. No one believes this. Only the biggest kooks. When we have the UN's own internal documents and emails, and even now the UN has had to come out and say, okay, we've been cooling since 95. I mean, that is mainstream news today. In fact, I'm digging around in my stack. I showed it towards the start of the show. But no, it just doesn't exist. Goldman Sachs intentionally created the economic crisis. Goldman Sachs, McClatchy Newspapers in a five-part series showing how they engineered it to destroy their competition and were betting against the housing, and they're telling the public involved, and they're the ones in all the regulatory positions giving themselves the banker bailout money. Democrats' health plan will create death panels. It does have the government decide on rationing and telling doctors what they can do. I mean, the book written by Tom Daschle that the bill was based on says that. Barack Obama is a secret Muslim. Well, he was trained and raised in a Muslim school. You can't blame people when he is Barry Sotero and all these other names. Sarah Palin is not the mother of her one-year-old son, Trigg. They just mix in some stupid stuff to make it bipartisan. Acorn is part of a liberal conspiracy to steal elections. They admittedly, it's to buy people off. FEMA is establishing detention camps. And they go on to say Glenn Beck puts this out. No, he doesn't. Council on American Islamic Relations is trying to infiltrate Capitol Hill and spread jihad. Obama wants to conscript Americans into a civilian defense corps. I mean, he openly said that. Rahm Emanuel's on record. It's all in my film, Obama Deception. Saying forced to do this in youth corps. That's in the new cybersecurity bill. I mean, here it is right here. The subsections listed with the youth corps. Then it says number 11, Time Magazine wants to restrict the Internet to licensed users. They did write an article calling for that, and they linked to Alex Jones' two websites. It says, well, there's a kernel of truth. We did write a story about Microsoft executive that wants it. Yeah, at the UN. Then 9/11 was an inside job. Look, we're out of time. Retransmission, jam-packed, starts now. I'm going to go over this slowly tomorrow. A lot of big guests coming up this week. Please spread the word about the show and the free iPhone app.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.